I'm Russ White for MSU Today. MSU alumnus Caleb Thornhill is the director of player engagement for the NFL's Miami Dolphins.
It's an all-encompassing role, and then there's a ton within it and a ton of obligations and, you know, opportunities that I get to impact lives, which I love.
It may not be an NFL position you've heard of before, but Thornhill says every team has one.
Every team does have one, you know, and quite frankly, it's honestly, you look at young guys coming in at 21, 22 years old, it's truly, I want to be their guiding light. I want to be their light when there's darkness. I want to be the guy that gives them the honest opinion in terms of financial acumen, to understanding budgeting, to understanding relationships, to understanding how to be a pro. How do you live your life and lead your life every day? And for me, it's from those guys that come in. And then after that, it's how do you leverage your platform? How do you leverage the NFL as not the end point in your life and the pinnacle, but just the beginning and be the catalyst towards the future? And so for me, it's being innovative. It's collaborating with business. It's bringing 16 Miami Dolphins to the New York City in the offseason for a week long to do the Dolphins business combine. Like, it's me thinking outside the box of how I can get them exposure and experiences, and really what the key to life and what it's about is relationships. And so when you talk about my role, it's working with the head coach and strategy and developing opportunities to lead the team and me giving them feedback and sometimes being a sounding board. It can be their family's lives and working through some of the dynamics that they're dealing with at home. It could be the funnest part about this job is I don't know what's coming from day to day, but I have to be ready for a solution and being able to solve whatever issue walks through the door. I just don't know. You know, we've had situations where I'm right in the middle of it and having to problem solve and come to a solution to best put that player in the position to be successful. And that's what's fun about it is I just want to help people win in life, and every day gives me the opportunity to do so through the organization and through the player.
Thornhill is in the thick of the NFL's protest issues.
It's a trying time in America right now, a very divisive time. And to be honest with you, I think everybody wants to bring unity. What I mean by that is the players that are kneeling are standing for social injustices. And I think we have to seek to understand, not seek to reply. You know, we have to listen to really understand and put ourselves in position to seek and have perspective, because there are many issues that will go on, and we have to get outside our comfort zone as human beings to see from the other side, to put ourselves in somebody else's shoe, and to understand that if somebody thinks it's an issue, if your wife comes to you and says there's a problem, you should probably listen to what she's saying and why she's thinking that way. Just like when somebody else comes to you and says, hey, I don't believe this to be right. Well, why don't you believe that to be so? And I think we live in a time where everybody wants to pick sides, and I think we have an opportunity to really unify and just seek from the content of the character of individuals, just like Martin Luther King talked about, and really start to understand let's deal with these things. Let's try to be a solution, not a problem, not to talk, but to do. How do we all become a solution? How do we all seek to understand, not to reply? And just have perspective and be a part of the solution again.
Thornhill believes in dealing with football's challenges like head injuries proactively.
I think the challenge is being proactive with what we do to cope with these things. I think these things are, in a physical sport, are inevitable. And how do we grow the game and protect it and innovate from technology to all the things that we can control, but understanding that things will happen. So I think there's so many great things that come from the game. It's just how do we protect it, the integrity of the game, the safety, but also the proactive steps we can take to really not let this be the end for players, but just the beginning of their journey. I think I'm more of a guy that wants to be proactive instead of reactive and start to get ahead of the curve of what we can do proactively to not have guys sitting on their couch that have depression and also reading a CTE articles that are bad. That's going to make somebody go down the rabbit hole even more. But how do we combat and give strategies to cope effectively with, growing their brain over time?
Caleb Thornhill credits his father, the late Charles Mad Dog Thornhill, who played on MSU's great teams in the mid-60s, with his desire to help others.
Probably started when my father passed away, and about legacy. And you know, when I lost my father before my senior year in college, it was one of the worst experiences I've ever been through in my life. But here's what I did realize. I was blessed to have a father for 21 years of my life, one that was passionate, that cared about people, that served people, that brightened up people's lives. And although his book closed, I get to continue to write the chapters. And I just picked up and go, you know what? I want to engage people. I want to educate them. And I want to empower them to reach their full potential in life. And so I just wanted to pick up what he started, the legacy that he began, that brought up to Michigan State through segregation, that he would probably be playing down south, but, you know, Paul Bear Bryant told him, you know, Duffy about my father, and he ends up at Michigan State, and my brother plays here, and I play here, and then as he passes away, you know, Coach D'Antonio called me in February and said, I almost wasn't going to play football. You know, I said on stage there, like, I had surgery. And so when I had surgery on my labrum, doubts, fears, grieving, is it worth it anymore to keep going in the pain that I'm in, both emotionally and physically? And when Coach D called me and said, hey, do you want to switch your number from 43 to 41, your senior year, to honor your father? That's truly what triggered in my head and allowed me to keep going and build something beyond myself, that I was no longer living for Caleb Thornhill. I was living for a legacy of Spartan Nation, the Thornhill name, my kids currently that I have, as I'm living for them. I no longer need to fill my cup up. It's to fill others up every day and just continue what my dad started.
In October, Thornhill received a Distinguished Young Alumnus Award from his alma mater. He says what MSU taught him most is to appreciate diversity.
When you talk about diversity, I'm talking about diversity of thought, and not just, you know, color or gender. It's diversity of perspectives. And that's what Michigan State taught me, is that people come from all walks of life. And I got a chance to experience kids that came from suburbs to the inner city, to metropolitan area. Like, I mean, you got to experience everything. And so for me, it was understanding it. And I got blessed to go to Lansing Eastern, which is basically like the United Nations. I mean, that's what high school I went to. And to understand, like, lost boys from Sudan, like, that propelled me into Michigan State, where I understood that, man, everybody is different. And I love to hear the uniqueness of people in their thought process and why they think the way that they do, and to understand where they're coming from. So Michigan State really broadened that perspective from high school to college, and the principles that I was learned through football, and just resiliency and accountability. And, you know, I told myself, waking up at 5 a.m. doing winter conditioning, I'll never complain again about having a job. Like, you go through that and throwing up with Coach Manny, you're never going to complain about anything moving forward. And so you talk about what it taught me, man. It gave me my foundation for life. It really did.
Connect with Caleb Thornhill on Twitter at @KT_PlayerEngage.
I'm just at the point in my life where I know that, just having gone through my experiences, that every day matters. And all I think about is, like, how do I not only fill my own tank up every day, but pour it into other people and really give them an opportunity to feel better about themselves, that you touch a person every day. Like, I just want people to feel good. I want them to understand they have purpose. They have an opportunity to inject that in somebody else and just demonstrate love. And, you know, life is good. I want it to get better, and I'm just on a mission to truly just transform society through athletics and business, and that's my main mission right now.
I'm Russ White for MSU Today.